Hey, welcome back this week. Thanks for being here. I have another person that I would like to share in my very, very quick, how long will it take? What can I expect? Episodes that I thought I would just share with y'all. This is someone who has been working with me for about 6 months. So I thought last week we talked about someone who had been working with me for 3 months, and you got to hear what she's had happened and everything that she's done. And I thought that this week we talked about somebody who was, you know, at about the 6 month mark roughly. This is, once again, I am not using names. This is very personal stuff, but everybody has said that I could tell the stories. They just don't want me to use their names. So this is good. She said to me, when we were first talking about this episode, she said, "You gave me back my life. When I retired, my world started shrinking and I didn't realize how much it had shrunk until I heard you on an interview and you were talking about adventures. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've given up on every dream I ever had." Okay. And I'm going to share in a second. She'd had some tough things happen recently. "I'd given up on so many dreams. And when you talked about a passion plan, all I could think was, I just wanted to get up in the morning and not hurt." So like I alluded to, in the last couple of 3 years, she'd had several very difficult things that had happened in her life. And what was happening at that moment was her world was shrinking. Like, I mean, she said it, I'll say it. Her world was shrinking. And that can happen to us so easy if we're not willing to push a little. So that's what this episode is. We're talking about pushing a little. So when I met her, when she got on my calendar, I didn't know her from before. And after she heard me interviewed about, I was on another podcast when she heard me interviewed. And so basically, she's very slender. Okay. This is somebody who did not need to lose weight, probably needed to gain a few pounds. So she's very slender. But what she was finding was, she said to me when we first talked, she said, "I actually think I'm frail. Like, I'm no longer thin and, you know, small. I'm feeling frail. I'm feeling," the word she used was delicate, and not like a delicate flower, like delicate, I need to be careful. And so she was also, she used to be really active. Like, that was the thing, is that she understood what it feels like to be active. And she used to be very active. But, you know, several things had happened. Her good friend that she used to do things with moved. She lost her sister. And now she had all this pain in her knees, her hips, and her shoulders. So she's in pain. She's feeling delicate, feeling frail. And her world seems to be shrinking in. So the plan we came up with for her was completely different than a lot of the other ones. The first thing, and I should tell you this, sleep was an issue, a big issue. Like, she would fall asleep, took her a long time to fall asleep. She would fall asleep. And then when she woke up, her mind would just be like racing. And she never seemed to be able to pull that mind back in. And so eventually she would get up. So she's sleeping like not at all. So it was a big problem. And when you're in that no sleep cycle, everything is tougher. Okay. Everything's tougher. And I've got an episode coming out in a couple of weeks. And I talk about sleep, and I've done it. I've talked about it in the past because I think sleep is one of the most important things. So here we are. Mentally, things are not doing well for her. She's not sleeping and she's not having any fun. So what we did was I suggested that she starts with just mobility. Nothing but mobility. And all mobility is you remember how we used to always be told, you need to stretch. So do I stretch before I exercise or do I stretch after I exercise? And no one could ever really answer that question, right? It's not so much that we need to stretch. It's that we need to move our joints and warm them up. Okay. I'm in my early 60s. We'll call it early 60s. Sorry. Yes, sorry, that's my story. But you know, for me, what I've noticed is that when I warm those joints up, when I give them a time to, you know, like I roll my ankles and roll my knees and all the good stuff, when I do that, everything feels better And I can also tell where I need to be paying attention. Okay. Need to be paying attention. So she started with mobility. And then I gave her this like silly assignment. She gave me the roll eye when I told her, but I wanted her to come up with 2 to 3 fun things to do every week. And I didn't care if it was exercise or not. I just wanted her to start having some fun. Like fun could be anything. I didn't care. I just wanted her, when she told me she was doing it, I just wanted her to be like excited. I wanted her to smile that she was doing it. Then we actually started doing better food and more food. Okay. She wasn't really eating well. She wasn't consuming any protein. And she just, I mean, I get it. Like sometimes you just don't really feel like cooking. She didn't feel like cooking and she didn't feel like going out to eat by herself. So her food choices were pretty minimal. So I was like, okay, let's bring in all the colors, right? We did those two things. I got her to go to a physical therapist. And I really think that all of us need to have a physical therapist on speed dial that we can go to when we need to, if something's twitching out, right? Like a lot of times mobility and using trigger balls and, you know, all the other stuff I talk about work, but when they don't work or when something is inconsistent, irritant, we need to deal with that. Okay. And we need to fix it so that it doesn't bother us, because when we hurt, we stop every single time. So those were the beginning of it. And then the other thing I did was I got her to get a sleep tracking ring. I use the Oura ring. I suggested that she get that. I know how to use it. Super simple. And I wanted her to just start looking at her sleep and seeing if we couldn't fine tune it. Okay. So right now, like really nothing that I suggested at the beginning of what we did together was really fitness. When you think about like resistance training and, you know, cardio and that kind of stuff, this was all about mobility, healing the pain, and getting good nutrition into her. Okay. She definitely needed some good nutrition and getting her sleep back on track. So I talked to her a lot about sleep. We worked on sleep a lot, and her sleep started improving. She learned how to turn off that racing mind at night. She learned how to get in bed and fall asleep, which we can do, right? We can teach ourselves to do that. And we can teach ourselves just to stay up. Okay. That is truth. I'm not going into sleep right now, but I've got lots of podcasts on it. It's a big deal. So those were the things we worked on. And that was for a couple of months. I mean, actually, after the first month, I got her to start doing some fitness stuff too, some activity. Nothing huge, resistance bands, but just simple stuff. And her physical therapist had her doing resistance bands too, to work on, really the pain was just one shoulder, and that shoulder was what was bugging her. The rest of it started feeling better almost immediately as soon as she started moving more. That's a trick that happens a lot. Hate to say it, but it does. So by 3 months, she was pretty much out of pain. She told me that she was waking up in the morning and she was excited. Like she hadn't been excited. She didn't think in years. Now, that doesn't sound probably correct, but she really felt like she hadn't woken up excited about what's going on in life in a very, very long time. So she's feeling good in the morning. She's making plans. Okay. She starts making plans and looking forward to things. So now we started working on using, she had just dabbled in the community in the accountability group. She was a little shy. She wasn't sure how she felt about it. But by the end of week or the end of month two, I had her at least in there communicating. And then pretty soon, you know what? She's making friends. She's enjoying it. She's actually, you know, part of our accountability is via WhatsApp. So she's texting back. She's kind of making some, you know, jokes with people and stuff like that. So she's coming out of her shell. And then I started getting her, one of the things that she used to love to do was hike. Like that was kind of her thing, was being out in the woods. She had a dog back then and she would take her dog and they would go on these long hikes. So I got her to start training for some hiking and getting more involved. And as she got more involved in her hiking, I actually knew somebody in her area, her kind of general region that she lived, that had a hiking group for women. So I introduced them. She started going to these. This is a big deal. She hadn't been getting out of the house at all for a couple of years. I mean, she's getting out of the house, but not much. And so I got her to start, you know, going to the hiking group, meeting these women. And today, 6 months later, she's now leading a trip for them, a hiking trip. They're heading out. I don't even know where they're going right now. I should know this, but it slipped my mind. So they're heading out on a trip. And she's different. Okay. She's not the person I met. She is not the person who, when she would get out of a chair, she was pushing herself up, or she was very gingerly moving around because she didn't know, you know, like, is this going to hurt me? Am I going to hurt myself? Should I be careful? She's not doing any of that anymore. 6 months later, like, she's got the hiking boots on. She's leading the trips. She, along the way, we even moved from resistance bands to weights because she said, I need to be stronger, be able to do these things. So she's stronger. She's got muscle. She was showing it off to the call I had with her a couple of days ago. She's like, let me show you. I have biceps. She's got muscles and she's got a smile, like this big, bright smile that comes from making these changes that make life matter. And then I guess the other thing I should tell you is she also is sleeping really, really well. She's taken the Oura Ring when she first started out. And if you don't have one, I mean, all you need to know is, like a lot of these things, they give you scores. And, you know, her score at the beginning was it's pretty bad. She was in the 60s and 50s most of the time, which is basically failing at sleep. I'm like, come on, no one can fail at sleep. And I was just teasing her. I was gentle with her. Now, you know, she's a solid 85 to 86 score, which is brilliant for someone who, I think she's 64 now. I mean, that's great. And she's a different person. So that's what happened in 6 months. And when we come back, I want to tell you one more story, but just think about that. I mean, 6 months, she went from feeling like, not just feeling like, but having her life shrink. You know, her world was shrinking in, and she's not old. She's not old. I mean, she's maybe older than you if you're listening and you're in your 40s or 50s, but, you know, she might be a spring chicken if you're in your 70s or 80s. So, like, and age is such a thing that doesn't matter, right? All that really matters is how do you feel? And she wasn't feeling good when we started. She was feeling frail and delicate in a not good way. And now she's strong. She's wearing hiking boots. She's leading hiking trips. She's showing me her biceps. I mean, that's in 6 months. That's like almost no time at all. So when we come back, I want to share with you a couple more things. Hey there, Kelly here. And I'm interrupting the show to ask you, have you gotten your copy of my Amazon bestseller, Fit, Active, and Ageless for Life? It's everything you'll need to go from I'll start next week to lifelong fitness consistency, even if you have no idea where to start, you're not sure what to do, and your fitness plans always fade fast. This book is going to show you the simple path to master fitness consistency for the rest of your life. It is every lesson I've learned and shared with thousands of busy, smart women on their journey from wishing they could make their fitness and health a priority to living a life of fitness, fun, and freedom. When you get your book, you're also going to get some very, very cool gifts. One of them is the Fitness Workout Builder. Another one is your Freedom Journal. You're going to get your tracking log, and you're also going to get the Creation Series. So all you need to do is go to fitisfreedom.com/book. Once again, that's fitisfreedom.com/book. Grab your copy and drop me a note. Let me know how you love it. Talk to you soon. All right. First thing, I've got a tip for you. Well, I've got three tips for you. One, do an awareness check, okay? And when I say an awareness check, I want you to be asking yourself, do you still have dreams? Do you have a passion plan? Do you have things to look forward to? Is your life expanding or is it contracting? Okay, this is important. So we want to be in expansion always. It doesn't have to be like, we don't have to be like wild animals, but we need to make sure that our life is expanding, that we're growing, that we're having fun, that we're vibrant. So that's number one, do an awareness check. Number two is understand the role that stress plays in sleep. Huge, huge. Stress is probably one of the biggest things that stop us from having good sleep. Like we think about, oh, it's what we eat at night. It's did we exercise today so we fall asleep easy? All those things matter. Stress is probably the biggest one. So understand the role that stress plays in sleep, and then understand the role that sleep plays in health. Like sleep makes us healthy. Good sleep makes us healthy. So the other one is, third step is find a tribe, okay? I mean, I'd love for you to be a part of our tribe. We've got just an amazing, amazing community of women that I love, love dearly because, you know, everybody brings something different to the room, but we learn from each other so much. But even if you're not a part of my tribe or Fit as Freedom community, find a tribe. Find women that you can hang out with. Find a community. Have some fun, okay? You want to get out. We've got to get out and enjoy life. It is a non-negotiable, okay? Have to get out and enjoy life. And the last thing I'd like to say is, if you're ready for results and a life of fun, freedom, that gives you like the fitness so that you can have fitness for a lifetime to do all of these things, get on the list. Get on my list. Just go to fitisfreedom.com/list. That's all you have to remember. fitisfreedom.com/list, or it's in the show notes. But get on the list and join us. Like, you know, let me introduce you to the community. Have some fun. Let's get out there. Make sure that you're in expansion. Make sure your life is expanding and it's not contracting. So thank you so much for being here. Next week, I've got somebody for you that is at the, I think she's at the year mark, but I'm not positive. So I will share with you that one. And in the meanwhile, have a wonderful, wonderful week. See you then. Thank you again so much for listening today. I truly appreciate the opportunity to connect. If you're ready to incorporate fitness consistency into your life, I'd love to help. I have a special gift for you. If it's a struggle to stay consistent with your fitness and you're ready for all the energy, vitality, and feeling great you can have, go to my website, fitisfreedom.com. And on the homepage, you can get a free copy of my Consistency is Key Masterclass, plus a fitness plan you can follow along with, guaranteed to get you started on your path to being fit and free forever.